Well, the Missouri chapter of Concrete Association gave Mexico an award for our project down on Holt Street. The Holt Street concrete project was totally different than what is usually done. Concrete's poured wet and smoothed out. This was poured in a more dry consistency, and it was put down with a machine kind of like an asphalt machine, and you could get on it almost immediately and walk, and it's a new process, and I think we're the first one in Missouri to do that. It was a kind of a test run for the state of Missouri, and we're going to have our project put into the national competition as far as being innovative projects. And so we're kind of excited about that.
Well, heck yeah. And we'll find out the winners of that later on this year. And so a huge congratulations for that award being given to the city. As I understand it, too, there are going to be some concrete projects that are getting ready to be underway. And we talked a little bit about that at City Council last night.
Excuse me. Yes, there's. We awarded several contracts for street improvements. One was for crack and joint seal project, which basically goes around and fills cracks and joints on streets, and that was awarded to Parking Lot Maintenance of St. Louis at $29,000. We as a council were pretty excited about the fact that bids for that came in from $146,000 to $29,000. So certainly the bid process worked. Now, we challenged our engineering department to make sure that we got all we're supposed to get for $29,000, which was really quite a good deal. We also bid the chip and seal project for Mexico, and it went to Missouri Petroleum for $97,000, which is an overlay of chip and oil to kind of maintain streets we have. We also awarded to S&A Equipment Builders of Fulton a $48,000 bid for the Falcon Street extension, which extends Falcon Street into Teal Lake Village. So those are kind of the street projects. That's about all we did last night were street projects. We did also have a concrete project, which addresses some concrete issues around on streets and some sidewalks in Mexico, and they went to Flowmaster of Mexico at $100,408. Those are the projects we have. Our streets should be in better shape than they are. I know that they have suffered through the winter, but our street department has been filling in potholes all over town, and this will help hold them in place.
Yep, no doubt about it. Has anything else coming up or that you wanted to talk about City Council? Any big projects on the agenda looming for us?
Everything we do is a big project, seems like. Nothing really in particular. We're just working on the needs of the day and the needs of the people in Mexico, Missouri.
Absolutely. Basketball season's over. We kind of, you know, are going to be at home now, but you certainly had a couple of grandkids who did very, very well during the basketball season. Day Miller, of course, for the Mexico boys, and, you know, your granddaughter as well. She did extremely well, so it was a pretty good basketball season.
Yes, I enjoyed the basketball season. I'm quite proud of my two grandchildren who were stars, in my opinion, at least they played some good basketball. I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do next year. They were just sophomores this year and played a lot of varsity, so maybe they can really extend themselves next year, and the team can do better than they did this year, although I wasn't displeased with them. But we can always wish for more or hope for more.
That's right. Keep your eye out for Day and Maya Miller for sure. They're rising stars within the Mexico basketball system. Anything else that's going on that you want to talk about, or have we kind of covered everything this morning?
Well, we kind of covered everything, but you're kind of into sports, so I think, not that the city has anything to do with this. This is a school district, but I think it's pretty exciting that we're getting a baseball field and a football field in artificial turf. It's going to be exciting to see how that works. you know, at my house, when the dog runs by, the roll rug's up. I'm waiting to see how the turf stays down when somebody slides into it. So I don't understand all that, but I'm sure it's figured out. But that's pretty exciting for Mexico.
Absolutely. Sharp-looking project. Pictures are out there. Check it out. It is very, very nice. So I want to thank you for your time this morning. As always, we appreciate the updates from Mexico City Council.
Well, thanks for inviting us, and we are always happy to tell what little we know.